This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. 30 years ago, January, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service brought gray wolves from the Canadian Rockies into Yellowstone National Park and a remote region of central Idaho. The wolf reintroduction, perhaps the most controversial the agency has undertaken, was part of an effort to recover one of the first species added to the endangered species list. The wolf reintroduction was tenuous, spurring vigorous debate and lawsuits by ranchers and environmentalists alike. Armed government agents accompanied wildlife managers to Idaho in response to threats of violence. Wolves, which are apex predators, were nearly exterminated from the American West by the 1930s. Since that time, when there was zero tolerance for wolves, reintroduction was anathema to the West's homesteading and ranching efforts. Biologically, wolf reintroduction has been an unmitigated success. The Northern Rockies wolf population now numbers around 2,000, supporting the species' expansion into Oregon, California, and Colorado. Social tolerance has varied, though. A suite of aggressive wolf reduction laws on the books in Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho seeks to kill more wolves. Ed Bangs, who served as the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's wolf recovery coordinator for more than 20 years, said, "Wolves are only angels or devils when we make them so. We interpret their actions all the time, and we try to use them for other purposes." Wyoming livestock industry lobbyist Jim Magana said his reluctance to the reintroduction proved prescient. He personally lost 61 sheep to wolves 4 or 5 years after reintroduction. For others, the gray wolves returned to Yellowstone represented a homecoming and a restoration of a natural order. Before the wolves were reintroduced to the greater Yellowstone region, elk numbers soared, and elk browsed or ate much of the willows in riparian areas around rivers and streams in the park, compromising those natural features. With wolves helping to keep elk numbers in check, the riparian areas have had a chance to regenerate, providing habitat formerly lost to other species. Bozeman High School and Gallatin High School students will soon get some hands-on work at a new construction academy launching in the school district this year. A dual-credit class through which students can earn college credit will be offered in trades courses at Gallatin High and Bozeman High Schools. The construction academy will launch in the fall of 2025, offering woodworking, auto, metals, and welding. The program hopes to include electrical and plumbing, too. There will be around 12 students starting the classes who will hone their basic skills in the classroom and then work outside, building and then selling completed sheds. At Bozeman High and Gallatin High, the construction classes will have an on-site job site, a giant gravel pad at each high school where students will work on building the sheds, using the construction skills learned in the new construction academy. Organizers hope to find a few industry partners in local companies that can donate materials and tools to the program. Because students are building and selling the sheds, the hope is that the program will become self-sustaining. Construction teachers went a step farther, saying that they'd like to potentially even build affordable housing for teachers in Bozeman through the program. Girl Scout cookie season has begun, and two flavors of the beloved snacks are being retired later this year. Girl Scout S'mores and Toast Yay cookies will be available only through this season before the flavors are retired. The decision to discontinue Girl Scout S'mores and Toast Yay cookies comes after the Girl Scouts stopped selling the popular but short-lived Raspberry Rally cookie in 2023. This year, Girl Scout cookie fans can purchase Thin Mints, Samoas, also known as Caramel Delights, Peanut Butter Patties, also known as Tagalongs, Adventurefuls, Caramel Chocolate Chip, Peanut Butter Sandwich, or Do-Si-Dos, Lemonades, Lemon Ups, Toffee Tastic, and Shortbread Trefoil Cookies. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.